I am coming to you from my bedroom. I am completely naked and covered in a very soft, silky, smooth faux fur blanket and nothing else. The edible I just took a bit ago is kicking in, and I thought maybe I'd try something fun with this. So hopefully this is as pleasurable for me as it is for you. I hope you're ready for a wild fucking ride. Not really, maybe more of a horny one, but just get ready. I'll wait and get comfortable because we're going to be here a while. Just you and me thinking about things and enjoying the moment. Maybe you should get naked too. Take off all of your clothes. Just experience being nude and vulnerable. I highly recommend if you have a favorite silky blanket that you use that too. It feels so great. Just rubbing against my breasts right now. I just feel so free. So, we're here, and maybe a little high together. And I know you're listening, and I get off on you listening. As much as I'm sure you get off on listening in. You like that, don't you? You know you're a little voyeur, right? You're a little pervy voyeur. And it's okay. Kind of like that. What's fun about me is I'm this voice. I can be whatever you want. I can be a sweet schoolgirl. I can be a villainess. I can be your girlfriend trying to be kinky. I can be whoever or whatever I want to be. Or more accurately, whatever you want me to be. And that's kind of hot, knowing that I can tease and drive you wild, but you'll never, ever, ever be able to touch me. Maybe that's hot, wanting something that you can't have. Or maybe it's fantasizing that a wifey might change your mind. She won't, but you know, you do you for your fantasies. But for now, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is getting hard on your end and getting wet on mine. So in this moment in time, the only thing that actually matters is pleasure. Getting it, receiving it, sharing it, experiencing it, thinking of someone else, experiencing what you want out of the experience. I wonder how many times I've said experience, Jesus Christ, but you know what I mean. Now, we are not individuals. We are just one big, giant need, you know. Wanting the same thing. Pleasure. I wonder, listener, do you like giving pleasure? Or do you like receiving pleasure? That's kind of hot. That is what gets you off. And thank you for telling me. I think I like it both because I enjoy putting things in my mouth. I'm a very oral person, as my screen name indicates. I like to have my mouth occupied. I like tasting sweet, salty things. I like feeling something as innocent as a popsicle and feeling so fucking horny sucking on it, or something like shoving a dick in your mouth right when it's hard in the morning. Fuck, I love that. I love morning wood. I love how my husband's always there to accommodate my need. As I wake up, I rub my nails over his chest, scratching lightly, trying to wake him up with a little bit of pleasure and a little bit of pain, because it's hot. Then I play with his chest hair. I twirl it around in my hand. And by the way, dear listener, just taking a quick step out of the story, if you're still listening, you can feel free to imagine that it's you. Kinda hope you do. Makes me horny. But back to the story. I twirl my hands in that warm chest hair. Oh, he smells so good in the morning. We went to bed nice and clean after we had a dirty fucking shower that night. He pounded me and he used the shower on my back and on my tits and on my pussy before licking me clean. Oh God. So he smells like pheromones and cologne and body wash and desire. And obviously, I had to crawl under the covers as sneakily as possible, so you can imagine how not graceful it was. And then I went and straddled his lower legs, lightly hovering over them. So when he lifted the cover, he'd see my big doe eyes. And he would see mouth around his cock, smiling, deep throating, so naughty. I actually, listener, have brown eyes, if you were curious. They're deep and rich, and for somebody who can be as angelic, and this is not me being cocky or whatever, as I am, I emote pretty heavily through my eyes when I'm hot. That's the fun thing about me. I'm exactly not who you would expect. Oh God, we're getting so off topic. I was trying to tell you a horny story, and then, shit. Where was I? Oh, goddamn. Right. My mouth wrapped around your cock. Yeah, that's right. I switched it around for the second half of this story. Surprise! Stoner girl is at it again. Anyway, my big, beautiful, dark brown doe eyes are staring up innocently at you while I succulently devour your cock. And when you catch my eyes again, I pull out with a nice little... I lick my lips. kind of savoring it. And then I run my lips over the head of your cock, using your sweet, beautiful pre-cum to coat my lips. And then I rub my finger over you as well. I'm doing it right now. I guess I wish you could see. I've got my tongue licking my lips. And I've got on my upper lip, while I'm rubbing it into my lower lips. And then I lick all of it off and savor it. Just like I did to my husband. Just like you want me to do to you. Don't you, listener? You know what? It's time I want you to tell me. Come on. Don't be shy. A little louder, honey. Yes. More. God. I knew I was horny, but this is hitting some kind of different way. So what are you doing now, listener? Are you thinking about me under your covers right now? Under your silky little blankie? Yeah. I hope you're thinking about me down there. Do you have a toy? Are you fucking a pocket pussy? Are you using your hands? What kind of lube are you using, babe? Are you using some stimulating lube? Something with a little flavor for me to taste? Or maybe, just maybe, you are alpha. This imagery is flooding my mind, and it's too much. It's too much for me to tease. Oh, we were talking about lips. Yeah. Let's see. Are you using a lotion? Are you using a sucking toy? Do you have a vibrator on it? Or are you just using good old-fashioned dirty spit? I know that spit wasn't the best, but I believe all of the wetness in my body has just flooded to my pussy. It's what happens when I get high. I get extremely horny. I'm not even touching myself yet, and I'm so fucking hot. I hope you're enjoying this experience. Experience where it hits. Oh god, my pussy is so tight right now. Oh, I've got. Oh, I just wanted to stick it in. See how it felt in me. Oh god, it feels good. Fuck. Okay. I'm so feeling this. Feeling the weed, feeling horny, feeling ready. So, why don't we take this up a notch? I'm gonna get my womanizer. Oh, it's a very old one, but it's so reliable and it makes me come. Pushing aside my blue lace panties. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you. I had to put my panties on because I went out there for my husband. I wanted to show him my sexy undies. Maybe get an ass slap or two. So I put them back on. When I had to pause. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I feel more vulnerable with my panties on. But I always do. Feel so wrong, so naughty. And I also love how wet my panties get. And they get coated with both mine and my husband's cum, and it smells good. Yes, I've smelled it only once before, so no judging. But it was nice. Also, I love how it keeps the cum inside after I'm done. I like to hold my cum inside. My husband's cum inside my hot, tight cum. Yeah. He and I, we never use condoms. And breeding is always something he kind of brings up because I think it's hot. It's vulnerable. Plus, it's so naughty. Somebody grinding, pounding into my fucking core with their dick wanting to claim me to make me theirs. Only theirs forever to carry their child. It's hot. It's such a vulnerable spot. Also, it's a little dangerous, a little risky, a little hot. What about you? Do you like making cream pies? Do you like coming deep in a pussy? In a hot, tight pussy? Hot. Are you fucking a pussy right now? Are you fucking your toy? Oh, baby? Are you fucking it? On this, spying into a little married wifey's bedroom. I bet you'd want to hear how good my husband eats me and how I squirt. So you can pretend that when I squirt, it's all over your fucking face because it's a hot thought, isn't it? How do you eat pussy? Tell me. Do you like to massage her with your tongue? Pressing it all over? Getting a lay of the land? Do you like to rub her clit down? Do you mouth the alphabet with your tongue? Or do you go straight into that fucking hole? I bet you do, don't you? You like to tongue fuck. You dirty, 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 dirty boy. You like to tongue fuck pussies, don't you? What do you like to suck on that clit? While you plunge your fingers in my tight hole, and you find my G-spot, and you relentlessly attack to turn me into a whimpering mess like this. That's what you want, huh? You want to drive me wild. You want to make me come undone. You make me hot. Yes. making little woman sit on your face? Or do you prefer to be in between her legs looking up at her sweet face as her eyes roll back into her head? Do you close your eyes because you're enjoying it so much and only open when you thrust your two thick fingers in my tight, almost virginal little hole? Or share with the world. It's such a fucking rush. Oh, showing off like this. Oh, fuck. Delicious.